It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
With me this morning is newly elected County Clerk Shane Scholler. Mr. Scholler was elected to his position this past November. The County Clerk is the election authority for Greene County and its political subdivisions and is responsible for conducting all public elections. Thank you so much for visiting with us this morning. I know you're busy.
Thank you, Lisa. It's good to be here. It is a busy morning, but definitely appreciate the opportunity to be able to visit and talk about the election tomorrow.
So, are you ready?
Well, I think we're ready. As I think a lot of folks know that Richard Struckoff, my predecessor, had a great team in place. And so the folks in the office that I've been working with, I think that we've put forward a good plan. As you know, many of our folks who work in the polling locations are going to be there as well. So I think other than a new name for county clerk, that voters should see the normal voting election process occur that they're used to.
So what did you personally need to do to get ready for tomorrow?
Well, you know, there is a long timeline that had been put forth before I was there that Richard and the team had worked on it. So we've been basically for the past 10 weeks, we've been following that timeline, making sure that we do all the things that are necessary to make sure that when voters show up that the election is going to be orderly, that there's not going to be anything that they're not aware of before the election. One of the things we have added is a Twitter account for the office, and we're also getting ready to go up on Facebook as well, too.
Do you want to give that Twitter account out?
Yes, it is Greene Co. Votes. That's for Greene County Votes, but Greene Co. Votes. And, of course, Greene has an extra E there.
Okay. Great. So what's been the biggest challenge for you as you've moved into this position?
I think it's just in terms of making sure that you understand all of the statutory requirements that are necessary before an election and making sure that we're up to date as we follow those, because I think a lot of folks are aware that listen that the legislature oftentimes make changes. Of course, they've made changes that were impacting this election we're in currently.
Have you made many changes in the office with regards to the staff?
No, actually, we have hired an election coordinator. That was something that the County Commission put forth. They had been an election coordinator there in years past because of budgetary concerns. There had been no one in that position for the past 2 years. So we just hired Sarah Ware. She's a local Springfield person, graduated from Glendale, and she just started here. And, of course, Evangel as well.
What's her position involve?
Essentially, the position of election coordinator is to work with both myself as well as our chief deputy clerk and the individuals we have, Madison and Sandy, that work in our voter registration. And so they help make sure that the timetables are staying where they need to be, making sure they're staying up to date with all of the potential changes that happen legislatively in the statutes. But there's a number of different things that election coordinator fulfills, and so it's a big role. But again, the folks that we work with who've been there before, you know, that's who I've been working with and just kind of learning each and every day as we go forward, and that makes a big difference, as well as for myself personally, the fellow county clerks that are around the area. And we have different meetings we go to as well where you're able to gain information. And then just, as you know, reading and right, updating yourself through reading.
Aside from gaining a Twitter account, has anything else occurred like in the process of the office?
Not necessarily the process. One thing we're going to be doing for selection is that we know when voters show up that may have a Springfield address, but they don't actually live in the city limits of Springfield. One of the things that we're going to be doing is that each of the polling locations that border the city and the county, where people have Springfield addresses especially, we're going to have big maps that they'll be able to look at when they come in to vote. And if they have any question when the poll person that's working there at the table says, I'm sorry, but you don't live in the city, but you do live in the county, because sometimes people want to vote on the issues or the candidates that are running for the city offices, or, for example, the issues that are coming up, one issue in this particular on the ballot. And so that's something that we want to make sure voters have the most information possible so that they know they are getting the correct ballot.
Right, because individuals who live in the county will not vote on the city council race and the mayor race, and they won't vote on
question one.
On question
That's
one.
Right. Sometimes there's more issues this time. There just happens to be one.
Right, but the other, and I am a county resident, so I know on my ballot, other than school board, because my children attend Springfield Public Schools,
yes,
I will vote for Springfield Public School Board candidates. So what are some other things that voters need to be aware of for tomorrow's election? Have the polling places changed any?
We've had a few changes. One of them happened right before I came, and that is Hillside Baptist is a new polling location that we have that's there on Highway 266, and there's a polling location just up the road there. That was a church that the voters have voted at, but they got their information late last year as well, as we're trying to make sure they have that.
Say, how were those people notified? And if someone's polling place has changed, have they been notified by your office?
They have. For example, we've had information go out. Folks that vote at Walt Disney Elementary will now be voting at Seminole Baptist, which is not far from there. We're actually going to have signs up at each of those polling locations, digital billboard signs that will make sure they know. We're going to put them up there ahead of time to make sure voters are aware of that.
Okay. So what's your prediction for voter turnout tomorrow? I know you're new at this, but...
That's right. I think that, we're looking certainly at one of the higher turnouts in years past, 16%. I'd say we'd be close to that, maybe just a little bit more. Our absentee ballots is what we've been watching, and certainly we try to monitor the campaign activity, what is happening. That's what Richard's office did in the past. We're continuing that. We may get, closer to 20, but I think we certainly right now are getting close to that 15 to 16%.
So absentee ballots are pretty high. You've seen a lot?
Actually, they haven't been as high as in years past, but we do know, we've been watching from, the level campaigning on the ground, because we have a number of candidates, as well as this issue has generated a great amount of interest for people that are both for the repeal as well as those who would be against the repeal.
Right.
And so we know that get out the vote activity is going to impact the turnout on the day of the election.
Is there any other information you want to tell the listeners before tomorrow?
If they have any questions, don't hesitate to call our office at 868-4060, and we'll certainly be happy to help them. And certainly, it's too late now, but anytime you've changed your address, we always encourage people to come in and make sure that they get that address changed so that when they do go vote, they're at the proper polling location. But if that does happen tomorrow, if they haven't had a chance to be able to do that today, and they can still do that today, if they come into the office, we will certainly direct them to the proper polling location.
Great. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. I know you're busy. This and other programs are available at ksmu.org. Thank you for listening.